We are starting some shiurim and hachonav for Matan Torah Seinu, a special sefer. Shiurim from Tovshin Lamed Hei. What's that? 49 years ago. Yeah. So we were zeicha to be misroime, uplift ourselves. Leila Seder, we were zeicha to Gilui Shechina, came down and everybody saved him. Somebody told me, I don't know if this story is accurate, I think it was Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, in his later years, in the upper 90s, maybe 100, and he went to Seres Chomet by Rav Ozner. I shouldn't say the names because I don't know if it's, I'm not saying it accurately, but the idea was, he wanted the bracha that it should be Zeicha, to Gilui Shechina and the Leila Seder. So Rav Ozner answered, what do you need a bracha for that? Everyone gets a Gilui Shechina and Leila Seder. The bracha that should remain. That's what we have to remain. Okay, every Jew is concerned about one of the big questions in life. What is my place in this world? I am one of billions of people. I am one of millions of members of Klal Yisrael. I live on a tiny speck of the universe. Am I something or am I nothing? I'm another speck in time and space in the world. Most people that have this question do not really know they're asking it, but that's the way they go through life. Basically, not valuing the places that they have. The person will ask himself the question, there's a better chance that he will find something that he can do. The famous Mizmor Kufi test. Oh, look at this, the other night. This was started talking on Mizmor Kufi test. So he brings a pasuk, the last pasuk of, or the last sukkim, yeah, the last pasuk of Kufi test. He starts off, Ashrei Tmimei Derech HaHorich HaMetoris. How fortunate are the people that Tmimei Derech, the heart is complete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They recognize Hashem's greatness and therefore they go with Him completely, Toyos Hashem. Every act in life is guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end it says, Toisi Kuse Oyviv. But that's a pretty anticlimactic end. I have strayed like a lost sheep. He starts with saying, I got the path, I got it right, I'm so happy, everything. Toisi Kuse Oyviv. Yeah. So, we have to, when we get up to the apostle, we'll have more clarity there. But in the meantime, he's saying, that's a certain HaKadosha. A person, a sheep that distance from the flock, he doesn't know where he is. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. I was once in America and somebody wanted to do me a toyver. He took me into his, he lived on a little beach in Staten Island, private little area. And he had a little boat and he takes me on the boat. Then he had this thing, I forgot what it's called, jet ski or something like that. He said, sit on this and start going. Anyway, he told me to do it, I did it. And so I didn't know where I was. It was a very uncomfortable feeling. Yeah, I'm still around. Yeah. He said he almost called the Coast Guard to get me back. But anyway, that's a very uncomfortable feeling. Yeah. So the Shaila, this subject, whether I am something that has value or I'm or nothing, that is the entrance to the Olam HaTorah. David HaMelech, in the same Mizmor towards the beginning, in the Olam HaTorah, says, Bakesh Avdecho, Ki Mitzvotzecha Lo Yishecho, go, look for me, search for me. Your Evan, because in fact, I forget your mitzvahs. As much as I don't forget the mitzvah of Hashem, I'm not forgotten by Hashem. It's like a sheep knows that the shepherd will never forget him as long as he is keeping the mitzvahs. We know the mitzvahs are a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tachas of the world is to be dovek by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of shleimus, and we can have a shaychus of his shleimus by following his mitzvahs. And as much as I'm connected to his mitzvah, I don't forget about his mitzvahs, Hashem will not forget about me. Yeah. So this is a mashal if you have shepherds with a bunch of animals, and they all have a bell around their neck. So as long as he hears the bell, he can know where to search. The mitzvah is like that bell around our neck. And wherever we go, it's ringing, keeping us connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said this is a new approach to mitzvahs.
What does that mean?
That a person, without thinking much, looks at mitzvahs as requirements. I have 613 requirements. Some of them looking at requirements that I'd rather not doing. Some people look around and say, I do want to do. I get reward, I get punishment, whatever. But it's true. But there's something much more to mitzvahs. As long as a person connects to mitzvahs, he's never lost. He's always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always has that bell ringing, the bell of the mitzvahs. Oh, my Rav, Abach, Yirino. Abach, Tinna, Sadim, Rishmei, the Rav. When a person davens, he bows down by Baruch, and he stands up as he's about to say the Shem Hashem, like it says, Hashem Zoykev Kefufim. Every Shmoneh Esrei is symbolizing this concept. Zoykev Kefufim. Every Jew has a period of Kefufim in his life. He feels Kofuf, he feels down. Some people have the post-Pesach blues, and other people have other reasons. They're all good reasons. Hashem Zoykev Kefufim. We say that every day.
Yeah.
Yishtachavoya, bowing down is obvious. You have to bow down. Because if you want to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to realize He's everything. We're just... Our greatness is the fact that we can mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka by Baruch, which is basically the word Baruch we say is open up the gates of Bracha. When we ask for the opening of the gates of Bracha, we understand that the only way to get a Bracha is to be Nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as a person wants to think, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, he's running the world. He's stopping the process from coming. Unfortunately, just like people don't think about this question that we start off with, there are many people that don't think about the second point. They don't realize that they're living a life and they have to have it my way. And they're constantly getting frustrated and upset at people, why are you doing this and why are you cooperating, not cooperating. They don't realize that that in itself, that attitude is not a healthy attitude, and it's attitude that's not good for receiving process. Because that, those type of feelings is a feeling that I am running the show. Even the guy's going to tell you, I'm a very frum Jew, and I daven, and I answer Omen by every brothing, and Yishmi Rabbi. But that's very nice. The question is how you live your life. Every situation that comes up, are we running the show, or the Kosh Baruch running the show? So when we say Baruch, we say we want the opening of the gates of Bracha, we bow down. That makes us a receptacle for the Bracha. Why do we stand up by the Shem Hashem? We would think the other way around. If any time you have to bend down, as we say the Shem Hashem, the holy name of the one in charge, you bow down to Hashem, so keep him down while you're saying the name of Hashem. Find some other time to stand up. Yeah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks over there, Bitnei Shemi Nochisu, such a posik that he Nichasu. That he basically shouldn't bend down in front of my name. That's basically what the Gemara says. You say the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he bends down. The Gemara says, Miksiv Bashva Mayim, Miksiv Bishmi, it Nish Miksiv. It doesn't say Bishmi when you're saying the shame. It means because in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person has to bow down. So basically, we're Mekayim that concept of bowing down by both. By Atta, we have to show that we understand the concept of Hashem Zoykev Kefufim. And as much as a person has to mevat himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he remains bottom of bottom, then he's the Afro Da'ara. He's like the dust of the earth, he's nothing. You have to realize, my interaction with Rimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is batas, bowing down. But that in itself uplifts me. That's a Zoykev Kefufim. When I realize that I'm not the one who's running the show, and together with that, I realize that but I am close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a Shech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that uplifts me. That is the right keshet between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we speak, when we say the name of Hashem, we have to remove any suffix that we have of our value and realize we are something special. We are not a Seh Oyuvayis. We are not lost souls. We are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we do every day. So something to think about when we say Shema Esrei. We bow down. We say yes. The starting point of any relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the recognition is, we're nothing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's everything. He's running the world. He's running our lives. Everything we have is from Him. But that could give a certain impression to the fact that I'm nothing. No. Hashem wants me to be something. Therefore, Hashem Zoykev Kefufim. Everything Hashem is giving in my life, all the challenges He's giving in my life, are because, Adarabba, we are so close to Hashem, He wants me to get even closer to Him. He wants me to address every challenge that we have. And everybody has challenges. If you think somebody doesn't have a challenge, ask him. Or maybe don't ask him, but trust me. Even I have challenges. No, we all have. We all have big challenges. We all have big challenges. You see, that's what life is all about. But we're on the same boat. Each one has his version, his recipe. Hashem set up for his. But that's the Zoykev Kefufim. That's where Hashem wants us to be. He wants us to stand upright. That is the special thing of Am Hashem. The need of Chol Yisrael. That's what we started off in the Leila Seder, that exalted feeling that we are the chosen nation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, who changed all the laws of nature, took the most powerful empire in the world, and just brought it down to its knees to beg us to leave, because we're the Am Hashem. That's how we start out our Pesach. And with those Rishay of Reimelah Salev, Yad Bnei Yisrael Yosem V'Yad Rama, exalted feeling, those exalted feelings that give us the koyach to continue our avodah, even though we're back into the world of chametz, the world of all these other things, negative parts of the world, but we can handle it, because Hashem Zogir Kefufim. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not lost. He will give us the power to always come up in all circumstances. Says in the Medrash, Vayikra Rabbah, Omer Yudim, Va'ata Morim La'olam Hashem, you are always exalted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ro'imel Sata Noi Va'ilomcha, Osata Kulayim La'olam, you gave Puna to Aaron eternally with the Bris Melech. You gave Malchus Dovel La'olam, Shenema, Alelechem L'daske, Elekei Yisrael, Nosan Mamlocha. Eternal Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. We are the Goy Kodesh. Kedushim Tiyu is not dafka to the Koyen, not dafka to the Melech. Every Jew has it. He's saying it's not only a Tzivui, it's a Haftocha. A promise Hashem gives to Klal Yisrael that you will have His greatness. He says this is a possible explanation of Gedoyshim b'chol yom yaluch ha'sela. We say the third bracha, Ata kodeshim b'chodesh, Gedoyshim b'chol yom yaluch ha'sela. What is Gedoyshim? That praise you every day. It could also be the Malach HaYesharis, but it's also us. We're the Gedoyshim. We see so many psukim. Gedoyshim to you. We have Pasha Shemineh, Ves Gadishtem, Yisem Gedoyshim. Constantly Hashem is telling us to be His Am Kodesh. That's the prayer that we have. Says in the Rambam, one of the things Alach HaYesharis, you should emulate HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ma'al Kodesh HaLata Kodesh. Uplifted from the low level of the physical world, connected, be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reimel Satanoi Goy Lomche. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put greatness into this world. There's greatness, Akoyim has greatness, King has greatness, Klal Yisrael has greatness. That's what they also. Reimel No Yirei Hashem. Every member of Klal Yisrael has that. Reimel No Yirei Hashem. Yirei Batach Hashem. Yivoch Hashem. Yivoch Hashem. Reimel Yirei Hashem Kivam Chazdei. Every Jew can be your Hashem. So that's the stage that has to go in that order. We start off as being skufim, then we're in trouble. Skufim means standing upright all by myself. Then you miss the boat. We start off kfufim. We bend down by Baruch and recognize I have nothing of my own. All the brothers are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after that, then Hashem picks us up. Oh, you got it right. I'm going to uplift you. So we don't need that, all that stuff that the rest of the world is running after. Run after work and have power, prestige, to show that he's the greatest, make impressions on the whole world. That's not our way of doing things. Because that is just limiting the person. You're making something out of yourself, and then you limit it to yourself. The Ramban writes in his famous letter, you should know the person is misgoing in his heart, he's moire b'matul shomayim. If you look at a person and say, oh, this guy's a never. You look, you think how great you are in respect to others, you're Moiv Mahu Shemayim. If a person is wealthy, Hashem Moiv Shemashim. I didn't make the wealth, Hashem gave it to me. In Bekovin, Elokimu, all the covenants from Hashem. He spoke with Chokhma, makes it suffer than Emonim. I could cause a person to lose his ability to connect, interact with wisdom. Nothing and everything is equal in front of Hashem. Again, Hashvil Atmecho, says Ramban. Put yourself down. The Yinos Acho Hamokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will uplift you. This is the name of the game. The name of the game is Hashvil Atmecho. Doesn't mean make yourself a nefesh. The Chaim Zavavos and Shah HaKniya says there's two types of Kniya. The type of Kniya, a person pushes himself down because he's afraid of the other person. He's weak. It's a sign of weakness. I have to give in to you because you are more powerful than me. That is a sign of weakness. That's not what we want. We want the Kniya is recognition that there is a force much greater than me out there, and I can connect to that force by recognizing the truth of the world. That force is the one who's running the whole show. And I'm just going to be part of him. I'm going to work with him. That's our Kniya. Hashkel Atmeru. Bow down. Make yourself a receptacle for the Birkas Hashem. In Asucha, Hashem will uplift you. In other words, the world is a world of greatness. But you have to come to the clarity of what greatness is. If greatness is my ego, my power, my wealth, That's very limited. That's not great. That's nothing. I have an ant showing off, and I could pick up a twig. Wow, the strongest ant in the colony. Very impressive. But you have to go like, put your finger on it, and that's the end of it. It's not as strong as you think, if you're quick enough to catch it. That's us. The strongest, wealthiest, smartest person in the world is not like the ant. It's like a, not even an amoeba. But when we recognize that we have the kelim to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is our greatness. We realize Hashem's running the world, and I'm going to work with Him, and I recognize that everything's happening in my life from Him. Famous Gemara in the Dorim, Matana, Mibidbo Natana. He gives himself over to teach stories to others. Gives himself over Matana, Nachla Hashem, like it says, Nachliel. Yeah. So that's one of the Kinyoni Atoya. Another person recognizes that I'm not the one who's doing it, Hashem is doing it. You have a good pshat in the Gemara, get time to learn. Thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, for giving me this opportunity, this ability. Yeah. We should be zeicha to recognize these two facets of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We first give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We did that by the Yisrael Mitzrayim. We tied up a set or a bedpost, endangered our lives. We jumped into the Yamsuk, endangered our lives, because we went with Hashem. And that uplifted us to the Yisrael Yitzim B'yod Roma. Some time to focus these two parts of life. The part that's Korea the Baruch. We want Bracha, feel and recognize Hashem is running the show. Together with that, standing up before the Shem Hashem. I can stand Kavi Yoko face to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I'm His beloved son, beloved child, and I have the ability to connect Him infinitely. Not infinitely, but completely, as much as possible, to connect to the gift of Torah Mitzvah Hashem gave us. So have a wonderful week.